1323.
I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager.
A youth perspective on national current affairs. Welcome to the program for another week. The question of how to talk to young people with special needs about drug issues is one which hasn't received much practical thought in Australian education.
Today's program, following this week's headlines.
Torres Strait leaders have accused police of using excessive force in trying to catch a teenager who died after a police car chase on Thursday Island last week. Mayor of Thursday Island, Pedro Stephen, says he is concerned by the combination of events which allegedly led up to the death of Nathan Mills. Councillor Stephen was approached by the boy's family, who say police were involved in the boy's death. Stephen says he is not happy with the police explanations. The death in custody is also being investigated by the Criminal Justice Commission and the Police Ethical Standards Command.
Greenpeace spokesperson Rupert Posner says Coca-Cola is undermining the Sydney Olympics plan to be the environmentally friendly games. Activists have protested outside the company's factory at Thurberton in Adelaide against Coke's slow phasing out of hydrofluorocarbons, HFCs. Despite 7 years passing, Coca-Cola will only have 100 coolers that comply with the environmental guidelines and some 1,700 that will still use greenhouse-polluting HFCs.
At least 50 people have been hurt in clashes between Moroccan riot police and hundreds of unemployed graduates protesting against government policies. At least 15 of the graduates are in a critical condition after policemen stormed the trade union building the protesters were occupying and beat scores of protesters who remained inside. The protesters were on the 11th day of a hunger strike to press for job opportunities.
The Australian Democrats have attacked a parliamentary inquiry into boys' education as an excuse to blame single mothers for the government's failings. The inquiry has been set up after a conservative think tank report entitled Boy Troubles argued boys from families with single mothers are more likely to do badly at school and engage in antisocial behaviour. But the Democrats' school spokesperson, Lynn Allison, says the problems are more likely because of government cuts to programs in disadvantaged schools.
My real concern is that there is now a whole group of young people, and there are real problems in boys in this respect, who are not engaging in education very early on in their schooling. And that's what we need to address, to suggest that there's a victim and a reason for that. Being single parents is superficial and not useful.
The federal opposition has lashed out at a drug summit being held in Sydney, saying it is only interested in hearing from people who advocate a zero-tolerance approach. The summit has been organised by anti-drug groups and churches, with an emphasis on drug prevention measures. The conference heard this week that current laws are too liberal and encourage drug use. But Labor's Justice spokesperson Duncan Kerr says pushing a Just Say No message will only make drug education less credible.
And finally, in Queensland, teachers struck for 24 hours on June 14th in support of demands by the Queensland Teachers Union for an 8% per year pay rise, decreased class sizes and more resources for children with special needs. Teachers say funding cuts to public schools have made greater attention to young people with special learning needs impossible.
Moving on is a teaching kit designed by the Australian Drug Foundation to help teachers tackle drug education that is aimed specifically at special students.
Lucas Moore spoke to Caroline Buey about the distinctive issues and challenges young people with special needs face in their experiences with drugs.
Thank you.
Malou Lindholm is a member of the Swedish Parliament representing the Greens. She is currently undertaking a speaking tour of Australia about Swedish drug policies and has spent a considerable part of her life teaching children with special needs.
My best friend, we had a lot in common, and we were sure our friendship would never end. Everything we did, we were inseparable. Time changed, we hardly talk anymore. I remember when you were straight edge, you didn't eat meat or drink or smoke. So I went on. Thank you.
That's all for this week's program. During the show, you've heard music from Game Over, Fishhead and Mothman. Next week, we'll be looking at what happens when young people breach the conditions of the youth allowance, a situation where people can find themselves in serious financial trouble.
Contributions are welcome. Phone 07 3252 1555, fax 07 3252 1950. You can email 1323 at heather@4zzzfm.org.au, postal address PO Box 509, Fortitude Valley, 4006, Queensland.
1323 is produced by Lucas Moore and Heather Anderson at 4ZZZ, with financial assistance from the Community Broadcasting Foundation.